What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Freedom of Mind. Ray Will in his house. Ellen in his house. It's 2021. I know it's not 1991, but that still sounds tight. In his house. What you got to say, L?
You already know it's L, aka L2, L Smooth, L True. You know what I'm saying? Many different adjectives, but we got a good show coming in for y'all. To stop the hating out there. Thank you for tuning in for this show, man. We just got our own flow, you know, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to just flow, going to get into the minds of people, really tap in, really need interaction from the fans and stuff, trying to build this brand and trying to keep going. Freedom of mind. Just take the time to unwind.
There we go. So, you know, y'all hold on momentarily. We're going to get to the other segments and let's get it, y'all. Freedom of mind. All right, I'm going to speak my mind a little bit. I guess I'm going to freestyle a little bit, if you will. Well, that's what it is anyway. It's kind of like you freestyling, but I didn't really have anything planned this time. But I had maybe a thing or two in mind. I guess I do. But I kind of wanted to go over relationship stuff. You know, it seems to be a little bit more difficult to hook up with people nowadays. You know, a lot of things are based off of the internet. A lot of things are based off of these damn dating sites. I think that it's a little bit not human. It's not too interpersonal anymore. You know, it's like, you know, people think that the end of the world is coming. No, the end of humanity is coming. I tell you this, we're going to turn each other into robots. I tell you this because goddamn, it's like, come on now. What happened to meeting up with somebody at damn fucking coffee shop or something, hooking up or whatever, you know, meet at the movies. I'm saying some old ass shit back in the 30s. Meet at the motherfucking somewhere, meet up or whatever and have a good time and talk. Meet at the goddamn park, talk, chill. Something simple. Not this complicated ass shit or whatever, bullshit ass motherfucking dating sites where you're not going to really know anybody any motherfucking way. You're not going to know nobody that way. They're just putting on a presentation, right? They're putting on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to go as far as say front, but I have to say presentation. So it's like, whoever has the best profile, whoever has the best page, will get the most attention. So you got this great occupation, you got, you showing your you know, your status, that's really important. People don't want to admit it, especially the ladies, you don't want to admit it, but that is very important because it's going to attract you. You know, status and how you look, and you know, you got the latest trending looking hairstyle or whatever. You got the latest trending looking clothes. You took a picture right in front of a fucking Bentley or Ferrari. You know, you put your income where you make, $200,000 a year, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You got all this shit going on or whatever. You're going to attract more people. So you have the best profile. It's kind of like an applicant, like you're the best applicant. Out of the whole crew or whatever. You could be lying through your damn teeth, but guess what? That's not what counts. The profile counts because that's all they can go by. So, oh, and then you put your height. You say you're 6'4", you know what I'm saying? And you have an athletic body. So you get your buddy or whatever who works out at the gym, you get him to take a picture for you. And bam, there you go. So that's how I look. But I'm really 5'9", but I don't want her to know that yet. So I attracted her attention. She really likes me. She's feeling the motherfucker. She really likes my status. Oh, by the way, I said that I live in a $500,000 condo, in a nice area, whatever. You know, not knowing that I live in a motherfucking, you know, trailer park, you know, whatever. Not to say anything's wrong with a trailer park, but and I don't live in one, by the way. But I'm just saying. So, you know, whatever. All this great status, whatever, just to attract her. So like, this shit is crazy. So I can go on and on and on or whatever, and people can deny all they want or whatever. Oh, I don't fall for that. I don't care about that or whatever. That's bullshit. It attracts a lot of people. And you have a chance to meet your damn soulmate. You know what I'm saying? You can meet a really good person too. Might be somebody who's very compatible with you because you drew them in. You got their attention. So ladies, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. And that's probably one of the reasons why you're probably a little bit more hesitant on meeting a nice guy or meeting a guy or whatever, because you don't know who's real and who's not. So it would be nice to go back to being simple. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Don't fall for guys or whatever who got the best profiles or whatever, or who says the right things at the right time. You know what I'm saying? I understand you don't want no creep. That could be a fucking creep. That could be a fucking creep. They learn how to be a professional creep. So, I'm just saying, you know, keep it simple. You might be missing the soulmate, ladies. You guys are picking, not the guys. They're trying to hook up with y'all or whatever, and then you guys make a decision on whether who you want to pick out of the guys, because they're going after you. You're not going after them, so to speak, unless there's a specific guy you're going for, and good luck with that. So, hey, y'all, that's all I got to say about that. I'm speaking my mind. You speak yours, okay? Yeah, it ain't nothing like talking about celebrity stuff, talking about day drama. It's fine to talk about celebrity drama, I tell ya. Yeah, so, serious question for you, El. Serious question. What, out of all the celebrities, who has the most haters? I'm gonna say LeBron. I'm gonna say LeBron James, man. It is quite ridiculous of how many haters this brother got. Like, I tell you. I've said it before and I'm saying it again. I like to begin my, you know, statements with that, so I won't sound like a broken record, but I do. You know, I just kind of contradicted myself. But anyway, so you got Michael Jordan, right? And LeBron always gets compared to Michael Jordan, the God, right? That is God Almighty when it comes to the world of basketball. If you say anything against Michael Jordan, you're blasphemous. Blasphemous, right? It's blasphemy. And then, you know, the first guy that came along that really made a threat was Kobe. People couldn't stand Kobe, man. And it didn't help that he was this arrogant prick, right? He was this young hotshot who thought he was shit. Kobe thought he was just the way his mannerisms and the way that he carried himself. Like, yeah, I'm shit. That just gives people a little reason to hate on him. Like, oh, I don't like him. I can't stand that motherfucker. And then, yeah, his little baby fro, which is cool. Good homage, right? Embracing your natural hair. That's what's up, man. We're ashamed of embracing ourselves. That's a whole different subject. So LeBron James comes along and had all of this hype, man. Crazy, dumb hype. Probably had the most hype than any basketball player. Probably any, I'll be at even just overall athlete. Yeah, drafted out of high school, and they played his games. They played his games on national television on ESPN. LeBron James, his high school games. So, yeah, he was sought after, had a lot of hype, and you know, and he lived up to it. Definitely lived up to it. So, he comes along and has immediate impact. You know, remember Kobe didn't have immediate impact. Kobe came off the bench, and he had his little struggles, man. Kobe, you know, like Drake, man, started from the bottom, right? But Kobe was a real threat of being the greatest of all time, but you know, he didn't quite reach that status, so to speak, I guess. I always make the little controversial statement that Kobe, I think, was a more talented basketball player than Michael Jordan, but you know, I like to evaluate talent and legacy. I think those are two different things. I do that with my rap ratings. Jordan had crazy talent, but again, you mentioned that Kobe was essentially Michael Jordan's protege. And so it's like martial arts, you know, it's like, you know how I do it. It's like martial arts, you know, when, you know, you're a master and you taught your best student all that you know, and they're still young, you know, you're a little older. You were a little older when you started training them. So they, you know, 10, 20 years later, they is grown and, you know, and but still got youth. So, and then they might go and, first of all, they could beat your ass now. And then they might learn some more things and add on to the repertoire. They know might, they are, you know what I'm saying? So just kind of like Kobe and Jordan, where Kobe learned exactly what Kobe knew and knew everything and exactly played exactly like Jordan. And then Kobe wouldn't added shit to that repertoire already. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I remember when he spent the summer with Hakeem Olajuwon. So he learned a lot of footwork. Olajuwon was known for his footwork. Olajuwon was a soccer player before he got into basketball. So he naturally was, you know, the footwork and all that was there, and he implemented it into his basketball game. Kobe turned around and learned that. And then next thing you know, you see Kobe doing all kinds of crazy little footwork stuff or whatever, doing kind of up and under moves, and you thought he traveled, but he didn't. The referees, you looking at referees like, you can call that referee like, he didn't travel. So anyhow, so Kobe was extremely talented player. I think Kobe was a little bit more talented ball player than Jordan, but that's just my opinion. So, and that's from watching, you know, a lot of his games, you know, as a Laker fan. So yeah, I think that LeBron, I don't think LeBron is more talented than Kobe. I think Kobe is, when you talk about talent, I think Kobe's more talented than Jordan and LeBron. But people want to diminish LeBron's talent because they're like, oh, he's just a big physical, you know, athletic guy. It's like, if you just got a big athletic guy, then you just got Kwame Brown. I didn't mean to pick on him. I'm so sorry. You know what? Hey, props to Kwame Brown. I don't want to pick on Kwame Brown. Let's pick on somebody else. How about, and props to Kwame Brown, man, standing up for himself, man. Everybody keep picking on him, man. Because you got other basketball players that were that sucked, and they just like to pick on him, you know. So, LeBron is mostly, I'm get to it. So, right now, we're just talking about their basketball game or whatever. All right, I already made my point about that. Okay, so from the beginning, I am rambling. So, all right, so with, I think that LeBron is hated on because of his social activism. He speaks against racism. He speaks against people that are bad for black people, pretty much, you know. He speaks against it, and he publicly speaks against racism. People don't like it. Michael Jordan kept his mouth shut about that stuff. He stayed strictly about basketball, and he didn't go beyond that. And I think that favored him. That favored his image. He was already an extremely successful basketball player. People never seen anything like Michael Jordan. And just to add on to the fact that he has such a good, squeaky, clean image, that's a combination that would warrant you, the greatest of all time, whatever. When you're in a society where this society is still dominated by white supremacy, whether people want to deny it or not, it is. People don't want it admitted because they're still benefiting off of it, you know what I'm saying? Or they still like that. They have that mentality. So Michael Jordan, he kept his mouth shut. You know, I'm not calling Michael Jordan a sellout or anything like that or whatever. That's just him. That's how he is, and it is what it is, you know. That doesn't mean that he was sellout or Uncle Tom or anything like that. No, that's just personality or whatever, and that's what he decided to not do or whatever. I'm not going to condemn him on that. You keep it simple, you know. I'm just an athlete, that's all, you know. But LeBron, you know, he got an opinion. There's nothing wrong with both of those. Because if he was speaking for something that you believe in, you wouldn't have anything bad to say about it. You'd be like, oh yeah, I agree with him. But if he's speaking on something that you don't agree upon, then now you got a problem with it. Now you come up with all of these ridiculous claims, you know, all that, and all this stuff or whatever. Oh, shut up and play ball. He's just a ball player. People say, oh, he shouldn't bring politics into basketball and all that. First of all, what's wrong with that? Second of all, he's not even talking about politics. He's talking about human rights. Like, basic shit, you know, of how people should be and how they should treat people. Like, that's not politics. What the hell are you talking about? Politics don't even give a fuck about that kind of shit. They don't give a fuck about what the fuck you got to say about them and how they should treat you and all that or whatever. They don't, you think they give a fuck? They don't give a fuck about that. So what the fuck are you talking about? Politics. Get the fuck out of here. That's stupid. It's inaccurate. It's irrelevant. You just mad. Yeah, it ain't nothing like talking about celebrity stuff. Talking about day drama. It's fine to talk about celebrity drama, I tell ya. Yeah, so serious question for you, El. Serious question. What, out of all the celebrities, who has the most haters? I'm gonna say LeBron. I'm gonna say LeBron James, man. It is quite ridiculous of how many haters this brother got. Like, I tell you. I've said it before and I'm saying it again. I like to begin my, you know, statements with that. So I won't sound like a broken record, but I do. You know, I just kind of contradicted myself. But anyway, so you got Michael Jordan, right? And LeBron always gets compared to Michael Jordan, the God, right? That is God Almighty when it comes to the world of basketball. If you say anything against Michael Jordan, you're blasphemous. Blasphemous, right? It's blasphemy. And then, you know, the first guy that came along that really made a threat was Kobe. People couldn't stand Kobe, man. And it didn't help that he was this arrogant prick, right? He was this young hotshot who thought he thought he was shit. Kobe thought he was just the way his mannerisms and the way that he carried himself. Like, yeah, I'm shit. That just gives people a little reason to hate on him. Like, oh, I don't like him. I can't stand that motherfucker. And then, yeah, his little baby fro, which is cool. Good homage, right? Embracing your natural hair. That's what's up, man. We're ashamed of embracing ourselves. That's a whole different subject. So, LeBron James comes along and had all of this hype, man. Crazy, dumb hype. Probably had the most hype than any basketball player, probably any, I'll be even stroke, just overall athlete. Yeah, drafted out of high school, and they played his games. They played his games on national television, on ESPN, LeBron James, his high school games. So, yeah, he was sought after, had a lot of hype, and, you know, and he lived up to it, definitely lived up to it. So, he comes along and has immediate impact. You know, remember, Kobe didn't have immediate impact. Kobe came off the bench. Kobe was, he had his little struggles, man. Kobe, you know, like Drake, man, started from the bottom, right? But Kobe was a real threat of being the greatest of all time. But, you know, he didn't quite reach that status, so to speak, I guess. I always make the little controversial statement that Kobe, I think, was a more talented basketball player than Michael Jordan. But, you know, I like to evaluate talent and legacy. I think those are two different things. I do that with my rap ratings. Jordan had crazy talent. But again, you mentioned that Kobe was essentially Michael Jordan's protege. And so it's like martial arts. You know, it's like, you know how I do it. It's like martial arts, you know. When, you know, you're a master and you taught your best student all that you know, and they're still young, you know, you're a little older. You were a little older when you started training them. So they, you know, 10, 20 years later, they is grown and, you know, and but still got youth. So and then they might go and first of all, they could beat your ass now and then. They might learn some more things and add on to the repertoire. They know might they are, you know what I'm saying? So just kind of like Kobe and Jordan, where Kobe learned exactly what Kobe knew and knew everything and exactly played exactly like Jordan. And then Kobe wouldn't added shit to that repertoire already. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I remember when he spent the summer with Hakeem Olajuwon. So he learned a lot of footwork. Olajuwon was known for his footwork. Olajuwon was a soccer player before he got into basketball. So he naturally was, you know, the footwork and all that was there. And he implemented it into his basketball game. Kobe turned around and learned that. And then next thing you know, you see Kobe doing all kinds of crazy little footwork stuff or whatever, doing kind of up and under moves. And you thought he traveled, but he didn't. The referees, you looking at referees like, you can call that referee like, he didn't travel. So anyhow, Kobe was extremely talented player. I think Kobe was a little bit more talented ball player than Jordan. But that's just my opinion. So, and that's from watching, you know, a lot of his games, you know, as a Laker fan. So, yeah, I think that LeBron, I don't think LeBron is more talented than Kobe. I think Kobe is, when you talk about talent, I think Kobe is more talented than Jordan and LeBron. But people want to diminish LeBron's talent because they're like, oh, he's just a big physical, you know, athletic guy. It's like, if you just got a big athletic guy, then you just got Kwame Brown. I didn't mean to pick on him. I'm so sorry. You know what? Hey, props to Kwame Brown. I don't want to pick on Kwame Brown. Let's pick on somebody else. How about, and props to Kwame Brown, man, standing up for himself, man. Everybody keep picking on him, man. Because you got other basketball players that were that sucked, and they just like to pick on him, you know. So, how is LeBron mostly? LeBron is mostly, I'm going to get to it. So, right now, we're just talking about their basketball game or whatever. All right, I already made my point about that. Okay, so, from the beginning, I am rambling. So, all right, so, with, I think that LeBron is hated on because of his social activism. He speaks against racism. He speaks against people that are bad for black people, pretty much, you know. He speaks against it, and he publicly speaks against racism. People don't like it. Michael Jordan kept his mouth shut about that stuff. He stayed strictly about basketball, and he didn't go beyond that. And I think that favored him. That favored his image. He was already an extremely successful basketball player. People never seen anything like Michael Jordan. And just to add on to the fact that he has such a good, squeaky, clean image. I mean, that's a combination that would warrant you, the greatest of all time, whatever. When you're in a society where this society is still dominated by white supremacy, whether people want to deny it or not, it is. People don't want it admitted because they're still benefiting off of it, you know what I'm saying? Or they still like that. They have that mentality. So Michael Jordan, he kept his mouth shut. You know, I'm not calling Michael Jordan a sellout or anything like that or whatever. That's just him. That's how he is. And it is what it is, you know. That doesn't mean that he was sellout or Uncle Tom or anything like that. No, that's just personality or whatever. And that's what he decided to not do or whatever. I'm not going to condemn him on that. You keep it simple, you know. I'm just an athlete. That's all, you know. But LeBron, you know, he got an opinion. There's nothing wrong with both of those. Because if he was speaking for something that you believe in, you wouldn't have anything bad to say about it. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I agree with him. But if he's speaking on something that you don't agree upon, then now you got a problem with it. Now you come up with all of these ridiculous claims, you know, all that, all this stuff or whatever. Oh, shut up and play ball. He's just a ball player. People say, oh, he shouldn't bring politics into basketball and all that. First of all, what's wrong with that? Second of all, he's not even talking about politics. He's talking about human rights, like basic shit, you know, of how people should be and how they should treat people. Like, that's not politics. What the hell are you talking about? Politics don't even give a fuck about that kind of shit. They don't give a fuck about what the fuck you got to say about them and how they should treat you and all that or whatever. You think they give a fuck? They don't give a fuck about that. So what the fuck are you talking about? Politics. Get the fuck out of here. That's stupid. It's inaccurate. It's irrelevant. You just mad.